With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. A Coast Guard chase, drugs overboard, and a courtroom reminder about sentence calculations all featured in the sentencing of two convicted drug offenders this week. Here's Radio K-Man's Jeffy Ebanks.
Charles Michael Austin Ebanks and Roberto Jackson were sentenced after admitting offenses connected to a vessel carrying several hundred pounds of ganja. Chief Magistrate the Honorable Angeline Hernandez on Wednesday said she was not persuaded that the men were simply taking advantage of a criminal opportunity and instead found that they both played meaningful roles in the operation. She also noted the defendants' lengthy criminal records, with a total 73 convictions between the both of them, along with their histories of substance abuse. The court initially imposed a 42 months and 44 months and 14 days sentence, respectively, but proving that experience comes in many forms, Jackson successfully pointed out that credit should have been given for time spent on an electronic monitoring anklet. That reminder reduced the final sentence to 38 months for Ebanks and 40 months and 14 days for Jackson. Jeffy Ebanks, Radio K-Man News.
In addition to $1 million in extra funding to support an expanded summer school program, MPs also approved a $3.5 million supplemental appropriation for the financial assistance budget, with $400,000 of that supporting bus drivers during the summer break.
We're caught between a rock and a hard place in that these amounts are not included in their contracts, and the way in which they've structured salaries, those salaries are paid only during the times in which they actually work. And so during the summer break, there's an issue. And so this policy was created in 2024 to address that.
Education Minister the Honorable Rolston Anglin says he has encouraged bus drivers and wardens to take steps to ensure future contracts include a 12-month payout versus the current design, a 10-month payout with no salary during the school break.
The key thing is for the Minister of Social Development is for them to actually do the work of ensuring that nobody's double-dipping, because this policy itself speaks to ensuring that persons aren't getting paid twice.
The remaining $3.1 million will fund the continuation of financial assistance services. The original 2026 budget was for $24 million. This supplemental appropriation brings that to $27.5 million. Georgetown MP Roy McTaggart.
Looking at what we have budgeted of $24 million, another $3 million, is it going to be sufficient to carry you through to the end of the year?
The minister is currently undergoing a review. What we've said to him is, ask for 50% now, finish his review to see if he's going to need more money than that. We have already assumed that we're going to have to provide double the amount that's being requested right now, and that's already accommodated for in our projected numbers.
Minister Anglin says any additional money needed will be, quote, dealt with when Finance Committee meets in September. The Social Development Minister told MPs in the 4 months before Finance Committee, between 1,770 and just over 1,800 people received government financial assistance. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. Thousands of Ukrainians have joined protests against President Zelensky's decision to remove the popular defense minister. Mikhailo Fedorov was a key figure in the expansion of drone warfare against Russia. He's hit out at the armed forces commander, Oleksandr Sirsky, accusing him of dividing the country. Pakistan, which has played a leading mediation role between Iran and the United States, has urged them to halt current hostilities and return to negotiations. The foreign ministry highlighted the conflict's impact on global energy supplies. An Italian court is due to deliver its verdict in a trial over a bridge collapse that killed 43 people in Genoa in 2018. Dozens of defendants are accused of manslaughter and falsifying documents. The United Nations says it's gravely concerned over reports that two boats carrying more than 500 Rohingya asylum seekers may have capsized off the coast of Myanmar. The High Court in Delhi has told the Indian government to monitor the health of a climate activist who's been on hunger strike for 19 days. Sonam Wangchuk is refusing food as part of a protest demanding the resignation of the education minister. BBC News.